And now we pick up the trail of Hillary Clinton. The Secretary of State is in Moscow today on a two-day visit to attend a meeting on the Middle East between the U.S., the EU, the European Union, the United Nations, and Russia, members of the so-called quartet, dealing with issues such as Iran and the Arab-Israeli peace initiative, such as it is right now. Not much going on there. Rupert Wingfield Hayes joins us, BBC Moscow correspondent from the BBC Moscow Bureau. Good morning, Rupert.
Good morning, John.
Let's talk, first of all, about the item on the top of the list. Hillary Clinton will be trying to get the Russians to be more sympathetic towards sanctions against Iran. Is there agreement there?
Well, there's certainly more agreement than there was, say, a year ago. Russia and China have always been seen as being closer to Iran and more protective of Iran when it comes to discussing tougher sanctions. And in the past, Russia has been, as a member of the UN Security Council, one of the obstacles in the way of imposing tougher sanctions against Iran. I have to say, in the last few months here, there has been a noticeable shift by the Russian government, much closer towards the position taken by the United States and other European countries, Britain and France as well, in that Russia says that the Iranians are clearly not playing ball with the UN inspection regime, and I think the discovery of a new secret site near the city of Qom in Iran last September, certainly surprised the Russians. And now certainly their rhetoric suggests they are closer to the American position and may be willing to support tougher sanctions.
Although, Rupert Wingfield Hayes, how do you evaluate this statement from Nikolai Kotchernov, who's Russia's deputy ambassador to NATO, who seemed to be emphasizing the disagreement, not agreement? Listen.
Iran is very difficult issues. We haven't got the same view on some specific things like Iran nuclear program, for example.
Are the Russians hedging their bets here?
Well, what the Russians don't want to see is military action against Iran. They've been very, very clear about that from the start. And so when they hear, for example, the Israeli government talking about the need to take very tough action against Iran, it certainly makes the Russian position very nervous. But I genuinely think that they have moved their position. I think the real obstacle for the United States now in trying to push for tougher sanctions is not so much in Moscow, but it is in Beijing. The Chinese government is still very firmly entrenched in its support of Iran.
The other two items on this meeting involve trying to get a broad coalition of nations to pressure Israel on the settlement issue. Is Russia likely to be involved in that? And there's also a nuclear treaty in the balance.
That's right. These are the two other big issues. Well, certainly on the issue of settlements, Russia's position is very clearly in opposition to what the Israeli government has announced. It has heavily criticized the announcement of a new building of housing in East Jerusalem. So in that sense, Russia is on the same page as the United States and the European Union and the UN on this issue. The trouble is Russia does not have a huge amount of leverage with Israel. Everybody is going to be sitting here in Moscow saying, well, this is terrible and we need to get the Israelis to move on this. But really, everybody knows that the only country that has any clout with Israel is the United States. On the issue of nuclear weapons, this is the one area where I think there's real hope of some agreement in the coming weeks. America and Russia have, of course, been negotiating for nearly a year now on a new nuclear treaty.
And we're almost at the finish line there. Rupert Wingfield Hayes, full plate in Moscow. Thanks so much. BBC Moscow correspondent.